Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan podcast. This is podcast number 216. Is apple cider vinegar good for you? Some claim that apple cider vinegar is the key to health and longevity. In this podcast, I'll share the science behind these claims and answer the question, is apple cider vinegar good for you? Was apple cider vinegar the key to Jeff's longevity? Every time Jeff came in for his annual cardiology visit, I was amazed at his health. Even though he had a heart condition called atrial fibrillation, his health was otherwise perfect at age 92. Without missing a day, Jeff either went on a long run or to the gym. He only ate the healthiest of foods. He also didn't stress too much, slept great at night, and regularly volunteered in his community. On one of his cardiology clinic visits, I asked, what's the secret to your amazing health and longevity? Expecting to hear it was his healthy diet or his daily exercise regimen, I was surprised to hear Jeff's answer. Apple cider vinegar, Jeff said. What? I asked. Yes, apple cider vinegar, Jeff said. Over the years, a number of my patients have shared with me that apple cider vinegar was the secret to their health and longevity. Knowing that this was more than just a coincidence, I wanted to learn more. Either healthy people are attracted to apple cider vinegar, or apple cider vinegar has some health benefits. So here's what I found, the 7 health benefits of vinegars. Based on my review of all medical studies from credible medical journals, here are the 7 main health benefits of vinegars. Number 1, blood sugar control. Of the purported health benefits of vinegar, probably the strongest scientific data are for blood sugar control. While vinegar alone won't prevent or treat diabetes, it may help. For example, in one study, researchers gave white bread, yes, white bread, to study participants. As you know, store-bought bread, whether it's white bread or wheat bread, is rapidly converted to sugar by the body. Even though bread spikes blood sugar levels sky high, in this study, vinegar neutralized. It neutralized 31% of the sugar spike. In another study, a nighttime dose of 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar was shown to decrease fasting blood sugar levels by 4% in people with diabetes. Other studies have shown that vinegars improve insulin sensitivity, they delay gastric emptying, and they also change the way that carbohydrates are metabolized. For optimal effect, studies show that it is best to eat vinegars with meals. This is especially true if the meal includes a lot of rapidly digested carbohydrates. You know, the carbohydrates that I'm always saying to avoid, the processed carbohydrates. Number 2, weight loss help. As vinegar lowers blood sugar and insulin levels, then it only seems natural that it would also help with weight control. Interestingly, some studies report that vinegar helps with appetite suppression, digestion slowing, and even the prevention of fat production or fat accumulation within the body. Indeed, one study showed that consuming vinegar with a high carbohydrate meal made study participants feel full enough that they then went on to eat 200 to 275 less calories for the rest of the day. So somehow it affected their sense of being full for the rest of the day. In addition, a Japanese study showed that 2 tablespoons of vinegar caused a 4-pound weight loss after 12 weeks. Number 3, lowers triglycerides and cholesterol. Given that half of all adults in the U.S. have high cholesterol, anything to bring it down naturally would be helpful. Vinegar may be one possible way. With regards to triglycerides, which is basically fat in your blood, the blood sugar and insulin-lowering effects of vinegar also lowered triglycerides by up to 22% in one study. For LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, the reduction was much less, but still a 2 to 12% lowering. Number 4, lowers blood pressure. As 90% of Americans will have high blood pressure by age 55, once again, anything that can help bring it down naturally would be very much welcome. Through an unknown mechanism, one study reported a reduction in systolic blood pressure by 6 millimeters of mercury with vinegar. Considering that the typical blood pressuring drug only lowers systolic blood pressure by 8 points, vinegar is almost as good as a blood pressure drug. Number 5. May prevent heart disease. When it comes to your heart attack risk, one study of 76,283 women noted that vinegar lowered the heart attack risk by 54%. As most of these women used vinegar as part of their salad dressing, it is hard to know if the heart attack protection was from the salad or the vinegar. Personally, I suspect it was both. Number 6. Kills cancer cells in a test tube. What happens in a test tube often doesn't reflect what happens in the body. Interestingly, studies show that vinegar does a pretty darn good job of stopping cancer cells in their track, but that's in a test tube environment. Unfortunately, there is no clear evidence yet that vinegar will lower your cancer risk. So stay tuned on that one. But at least in the test tube, it does a great job at killing cancer cells. Number 7. Vinegar is a great natural disinfectant. For thousands of years, vinegar has been used as a natural disinfectant in the home. Given the possible health concerns of cleaning chemicals, vinegar could be a safe and natural alternative. Indeed, we have used vinegar in our own home to disinfect our countertops for many years now. We've also used it on the toilet. We've used it in all sorts of places. So vinegar could be a safe, natural alternative to the harsh chemicals and other cleaning agents, which may have other effects on the bodies and hormones and metabolism. So something to think about. So in case you were running, driving, or whatever you're doing, let me just do a really brief, quick recap of the 7 health benefits of vinegars that we just discussed. Number 1, blood sugar control. Data is really strong here. Number 2, weight loss help. Maybe something to consider. Number 3, lowers triglycerides and cholesterol. Probably the best bet is on the triglyceride lowering effect. Number 4, lowers blood pressure. Very interesting. Number 5, it may prevent heart disease. I underlined may, there may be a role there for it. Number 6, it kills cancer cells in a test tube, emphasizing the test tube aspect of it. Number 7, vinegar is a great natural disinfectant or cleaning agent in your home. So, some questions. Are there any risks of apple cider vinegar? When used as part of a homemade salad dressing or other sauces, vinegars are generally very safe. Although vinegars are well tolerated this way, some people may have digestive challenges. Where people may get into trouble with vinegars is when they start drinking it or putting it on their skin. Remember, vinegar is an acid. Thus, you shouldn't be alarmed to see reports of tooth erosion, esophageal burns, skin burns, and low potassium with bone loss when used as something to drink or put on your skin. Is apple cider vinegar different than other vinegars? While apple cider vinegar was Jeff's favorite, there is no clear evidence that apple cider vinegar is any better for you than any other vinegar. As each vinegar has a different taste, we use many different vinegars in our home. We not only love vinegar in our homemade salad dressings, but our stir-fry sauces as well. For example, if you looked on our shelf right now in our home, you would see, and I did this, that's why I can say this. So you would see apple cider vinegar, no surprise there. You would see dark balsamic vinegar, or the usual type of balsamic vinegar. You'd also see a white balsamic vinegar. You would see white wine vinegar. You would see red wine vinegar, and you would see rice vinegar. So take home message, let's bring it all home. Of the many purported health benefits of vinegars, the scientific data are the strongest for the blood sugar lowering effects of vinegar. While Jeff's favorite was apple cider vinegar, this type of vinegar has never been shown to be better for you than other vinegars. As store-purchased salad dressings may completely undo store-purchased salad dressings may completely undo any health benefits of salads, the very best use of vinegar is with homemade salad dressings. For ideas on different ways you could use vinegar in salad dressings and stir-fry sauces, please check out the recipes section of my website, the Longevity Plan or drjohnday.com. They'll both take you to the same place. There you'll see many recipes that have been posted by my wife and stuff that we routinely eat in our home. For optimal effect, though, incorporate vinegars into your meals that are high in carbohydrates. Also, to minimize any potential side effects, it is probably best not to drink it or to put it on your skin. So my question for you is, what's your take on vinegar? I'd love to hear your thoughts, your questions. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Once again, they'll both take you to the same place. Find blog number 216. Scroll down to the bottom. Leave your comments, leave your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them within 24 hours. As always, I would love to have a review from you on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to fine podcasts. Also, if you haven't yet signed up for my free weekly newsletter or podcast, well, you're obviously, hopefully you're subscribed to my podcast, but you may be listening to it directly from the website. Now would be a great time to do so. And until next week, hopefully I will be on time again next week. Keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.